The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's lesson. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit more about email list and specifically what you should be doing on a weekly basis to build your email list. One of the core founding ideas or principles of the Build Your Tribe podcast is the idea that we're not just teaching you how to build your following or how to, you know, increase the subscribers that you have. We actually want you to grow your tribe in terms of your customers. Grow your email list, because these are things that you own. At the end of the day, you don't own the access rights to your followers. Instagram, or whatever platform it is that you are growing on, that platform owns your access to the followers. What that means is, if you ever want to message your followers, you ever want to get a post that they see, you ever want to write some content that they're going to read, you have to use that third party in order to access them. It's a mediated communication. It's social mediated communication. You have to use Instagram if you want to DM them, if you want to message them. You have to post on your Facebook wall. You have to post that video onto your YouTube channel. You have to upload that podcast. At the end of the day, if the only way that you can access your tribe of followers that you have built is through social media, then really you're leaving yourself in a very vulnerable position. Because if you get hacked, which is extremely likely, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you have already been hacked. I'm not going to go deep into the statistics on how likely you are to get hacked, but the average person is hacked 18 months before they realize it. On Facebook, more than 600,000 accounts are hacked per day. Yes, you heard that right. 600,000 accounts are hacked per day. Also, apps are constantly being bought and sold to each other. They're constantly rolling out new pieces of content, new algorithms. So everything is always changing with social media. And at the end of the day, you don't own the rights to access those followers. So how bad of a feeling would it be if you worked your butt off for years to grow an Instagram following of 14,000 and you feel like, okay, finally, you know, it's been years. I built this following. I can do the swipe up feature. I have never promoted anything. I'm ready to launch my first course. I'm ready to promote my first product and make my first sale on Instagram. And then your account gets shadow banned, or you get blocked for some reason, or your account gets hacked, or it gets taken down, or it gets flagged. Things like this are inevitable. They're going to happen. It's not an if, but a when. And I don't say this to scare you or to make you not want to build a social media following. I'm a huge fan of building a social media following. It's a great way to organically grow your reach, get in front of your target audience, and just generally build your tribe. But at the end of the day, we need to be transitioning our followers into email list subscribers. We need to be transitioning our followers into actual customers. We need to have a direct way, an unmediated way to immediately communicate with our followers. We need a way to access them that we own and that we control. And that's email list. If you want more information on how to start your email list, we talked about it a little bit more in episode 409 of Build Your Tribe. So if you haven't started your email list yet, or you've started it, but you just don't really know where to go, or you're still kind of on the fence on whether or not you need one, I highly recommend starting before you finish this episode by going back and listening to episode 409 of Build Your Tribe. But assuming that you already have an email list, maybe you've just signed up for some service, but you actually don't have anyone on your list yet. Or maybe you're like, okay, I listened to episode 409, but what should I really be doing next? Like, what should I be doing on a weekly basis in order to grow your email list? Well, first of all, I think that you need to be serving the email list that you already have on a weekly basis. And what I mean by that is you should be sending out a weekly email. I know that for myself personally in my business, I try to send at least one email per week. My emails are usually pretty short. They're pretty quick. A couple hundred words is all. Maybe just two or three stanzas of sentences. I keep it brief, and I try to really just educate or serve my audience. Not every single week, and in fact, most weeks, I'm not selling, I'm not promoting, I'm not trying to get people to click on a link. Most weeks, I'm just building that trust with my audience. I'm building my credibility on a certain topic, or I'm building, you know, their empathy for me. Maybe I'm telling them a story or giving them updates from my week that might be valuable to them. Oftentimes, I nickname my weekly email newsletter my email serve letter because I'm just serving my audience and giving away more valuable knowledge, just like you're getting here on the Build Your Tribe podcast. Also, if I am consistently, you know, just offering value and serving and not selling via email, then when it is time to sell, when it is time to promote, to send a link or to, you know, run a sale, my open rates are much higher. My conversion rates are much higher. People are way more likely to actually click and read through my emails, not because they're being tricked into doing so, but because they're used to being served, and this is just another way that I'm serving them. So one of the best ways to tend to your email list, to help it grow, to make sure that the people who are subscribing aren't unsubscribing or leaving your email list, is to send a weekly email that has some kind of value or some kind of purpose behind it. So that's tip number one, is to send a weekly email. Besides that, you should be doing at least one thing per week to grow your email list. At least one tangible action taken every single week to grow your email list. That's not to say every single week you're going to be getting thousands and thousands of new subscribers, but the goal should be adding just a couple of emails every single week. I mean, imagine if you only got 5 new people on your email list every single week. Well, by the end of the year, that would be over 250 new email list subscribers. What if you did 10 people a week? That'd be over 500 email list subscribers by the end of the year. That's so crazy awesome. A year from now, you could have 500 new email list subscribers, and that's if you just got 10 a week. So let's talk about it. What are some of these actions that you should be taking on a weekly basis to grow your email list? Idea number one is organic promotion. Of course, organic promotion would be like promoting your email list on social media organically, not paying for any sort of promotion, not paying for a shout out, paying for an advertisement, but just organically promoting your email list on social media, saying something like, hey, I have an email newsletter, or hey, this week on my email newsletter, I'm going to be sending out tips about this. Or hey, if you want the recipe for this thing that I just posted about on my YouTube channel, sign up for my newsletter and here's the link. So just using the social media platforms that you've already built to organically promote your email list. Number two, an opt-in page. An opt-in page is something that you'll need pretty much for all of this, but an opt-in page is a page where someone opts in to your email list. But sometimes it's beneficial to just direct people to a page known as an opt-in page on your website. This is a very simple page where people can simply just sign up, opt in, if you will, to your email list. So sometimes, you know, if you have a popular blog or if you just want someone to generally sign up for your email list without a specific intent behind it, that is a great way to direct traffic that way. Hey, real quick, I wanted to interrupt and tell you about this super cool VIP experience that is a part of our Instagram growth and engagement challenge. This offer is seriously so cool. You get access to recorded live trainings by Shalene and I, where you will learn how to actually grow your following and increase your engagement. In this challenge, you will learn things like the latest hashtag strategies, how to 10x your engagement, what to post with text reminders to actually help you post, how to get more followers in 5 days. You'll get a 30-day content calendar so that you won't have to worry about coming up with content anymore. You'll also get access to, like I said earlier, the 5 live recorded workshops and 5 bonus recorded Q&A sessions. And that's all just for the price of $37.95. Basically, by the end of this challenge, you will be an IG master. I have gotten so many DMs from people following this challenge telling me how their engagement is just through the roof, how they're getting 70% more likes on their photos, how they're getting way more comments, and they're getting way more reach on the Explore page and via hashtag. So if you want to finally break through on Instagram and take it to the next level, then I highly recommend joining our Instagram Growth and Engagement Challenge. To learn more and to join the VIP experience, which I highly recommend you do, just visit shalene.com/IGGrowth. Okay, anyways, back to the episode. Another thing that you should be doing or could be doing on a weekly basis is offering some sort of freemium. Freemiums and baby offers, which we'll talk about in a moment, are a great way to grow your email list. And basically the idea behind both is that people are giving you their email with a specific want that they have of you. So like they will give you their email and then you will send them an ebook workout guide, or they will give you their email and then you will email them a video webinar that you had recorded. That's what a freemium is. It's basically a free offer, but the exchange is, instead of money, it's an email for whatever you are offering. Now, I should note that you can't just collect emails from a freemium and immediately begin marketing to these people and immediately begin emailing them weekly. It is a law that you have to make it explicit that they check a box to opt in to your email list in addition to providing their email. So they can't just provide their email. Most websites, most email marketing services are aware of this law and they make it very simple for you to provide this little checkbox option. But it's just something I thought I would note for you. And that is that you need to make sure that your audience, when they are giving you their email for this freemium, that they are also checking a box to opt in to your actual email list. That's the freemium idea. And then also baby offers are very similar. But what's awesome about a baby offer is that you're getting a little bit more of a higher quality email. Rather than someone who just wants something for free, you're actually getting someone who is paying a small value. So that's what a baby offer is, a value of less than $50. I can tell you in the past, I've offered courses for $7. I've offered trainings for $19. I've offered downloadable ebooks for $10. These baby offers, so to speak, yes, they can provide you with a little bit of a side income, but mainly what they do is they provide you with a really high quality customer, someone who is willing to pay for something right off the bat, in addition to giving you their email, which you can then, of course, market to in the future or just continue to, you know, stay in contact with them, not through your social media. Another way to grow your email list is, of course, the next step in this offer chain. We talked about freemiums, free offers. We talked about baby offers, less than $50. The next one, of course, would be full offers. So whether that's a course, a product, a service, something that's $50 or more, selling that, it's not like you're going to be able to sell a $100 product and market that every single week on your social media platforms. But during launches, during sales, or just generally during promotional periods, sales can, of course, lead to growths in email lists. Every person who has ever bought any of my courses, whether it's help with hashtags, the 7-day content challenge, my old TikTok course, my course that I put together on how I manage and schedule my time, all those courses, I have access to those people's emails and I can continue to stay in contact with them as they move through my courses and just generally in the future moving forward. Another thing that you can be doing to grow your email list is running advertisements. What's awesome about running advertisements is that you don't have to have a big social media following. I can tell you, my girlfriend, who is a life coach, she ran a Facebook ad that she created 100% herself with a budget of $30 and grew her email list by over 70 subscribers in a week. That's like 10 subscribers a day. She had no experience running Facebook ads. She created all of the graphic and all of the texts herself. She decided upon the audience who she wanted to run the ad to. She offered a freemium as part of that advertisement, and by the end of the week had grown her email list from 0 to 70 subscribers. So if you think about it, yes, that's $30 without any real monetary return. But if you're thinking long-term as someone who is building their tribe, building their audience, and their email list for the future, 70 emails is 70 potential customers. And of course, she ran that Facebook ad without ever having to make a single social media post herself. There were no Instagram stories, no Facebook posts, no Instagrams, no IGTVs, nothing. It was 100% done through Facebook ads. She didn't have to post one single thing about it. She just ran the ad and was able to grow her email list. And of course, there are plenty of other ways to promote your email list, get more people to visit your opt-in pages. Some ideas there are doing podcast interviews. I know that every time I'm interviewed for a podcast, I don't try to sell something. I don't try to just, you know, say, hey, go follow me on Instagram. I will usually have some link to some free guide, some free gift, some free resource that my listeners or that the listeners of the podcast that I'm being interviewed for can go and sign up for. I know that I have also done plenty of freemiums, plenty of baby offers that I've promoted here on Build Your Tribe. And again, of course, that is to grow my email list. Another really popular way that I've seen of growing email lists is by doing giveaways. So basically how this would work is you would get together with a couple of your friends. You would each bring something uniquely valuable to the table. Maybe you have a workout ebook and your other friend has a recipe book and your other friend is going to offer a one-on-one virtual fitness coaching package. So now the prize, the grand prize, if you will, is the recipe book, the workout book, and a actual like one-on-one fitness coaching. Then the three of you are all going to promote one landing page. The three of you are all going to promote the same opt-in page, if you will. Then instead of just getting your social media audience to participate and to sign up, you're also getting your other two friends to promote to their social media audiences and getting their audiences to sign up. Now you have just tripled the number of people who have signed up, and then you can randomly select one of the people who signed up and they win the prize. You know, they win the recipe book, the workout book, and the virtual training. And the rest of the people also have now opted in to your email list. Again, you have to be very explicit that they are opting into your email list. They're not just entering into a giveaway, but they are actually individually opting into each of your email lists. And then, hey, you have now gotten three times the amount of emails that you would have if you just did a giveaway or a promotion on your own social media channels. So share the love here, partner up with your friends. What can you collectively offer to people, to your Instagram followers, to your YouTube subscribers, rather than just what can you individually promote or recommend? Here's the bottom line. Your email list should not be an afterthought. Your email list should be on the forefront of your mind. You should be taking weekly actions. At least once a week, there should be something that you are doing to grow your email list. You should be promoting it or talking about it or sending an email or offering a freemium or a course or doing an interview where you're going to promote the link or the landing page at least once a week. Because if you're continuing to spend day after day after day grinding and working your butt off and being so consistent on social media, but you're never actually converting those followers into potential customers, leads, or emails, then you're missing the bigger picture and what we're trying to teach you here at Build Your Tribe, and that is that you need to be growing your email list. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to today's episode. If you had any major takeaways, any aha moments, any big ideas for the future, or anything that you just generally learned from this episode, I would really appreciate it if you sent me a message over on Instagram. My name is Brock11Johnson. And if there's ever any topics or questions that you would like me to cover in a future episode of Build Your Tribe, please feel free to message me there or just watch my Instagram stories, because I'm often putting up polls where I ask for what you want to know and what you would like answers to. Stay awesome, and as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.